Several candidates took part in a forum sponsored by 19 churches and organizations called the Voter Empowerment Committee. Democrat Gail Finney, an incumbent running for the 84th District, responded to a question about corporate personhood, affordable health care, and student debt. Finney says it's what she calls the one percenters who benefit the most.
When you look at corporations, they're the ones that's getting the biggest tax breaks. When he's talking about welfare, it's corporate welfare. When you're talking about debt for our students, I don't want to see my child labor with debt the rest of his life. Talking about affordable health care, when you look at Kansas, what our Governor Brownback is denying expansion of Medicaid that's going to help out over 350,000 people in Kansas. So when you talk about those issues, to me, you're speaking to the choir.
Patrick Cantwell is a Democrat running for the Kansas Senate 30th District, says he's also concerned about national issues such as the Affordable Health Care Act, and he says he doesn't understand people in Kansas who fight against it.
I think that this is a wonderful opportunity for parents to insure their children until they're 26. I read a study recently that more than 40 million new people or 40 million additional people will receive health insurance. The cost is largely irrelevant to me. If we think of it this way, if you go to the emergency room and you don't have any money and you don't have insurance, I'm paying for it anyway.
Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo, who's running for re-election in the 4th District, told the audience the Affordable Health Care Act did nothing to control the primary issue with American health care, access and cost.
I have voted multiple times to repeal in its entirety the Affordable Care Act. I think it's been devastating for jobs all across America, and I think it will be absolutely devastating for access to health care in the United States as well, especially in Kansas. I was just out in the most western part of the district, in a town called Coldwater, Kansas. I talked to a number of physicians with Medicare reimbursement rates under the Affordable Care Act. They are desperately afraid that their rural hospitals will not be able to continue to operate. We see this in our critical access care hospitals all across the state of Kansas.
Democrat Robert Tillman, who's running against Pompeo in the 4th District, told the audience there are people in the U.S. who only have financial goals.
So when you have people who only think about money and only think about ways of making money and don't care about the people at the bottom, they're going to outsource your job, and that's called capitalism. And there's very little you can do about capitalism because it's what runs this country. You have to get in there, change the hearts and minds of the people at the top, and then you do that through regulation. Now, my opponent, Honorable Mike Pompeo, he's against government regulations. He says government should get out of the way.
Pompeo says it's silly to say he doesn't believe in any regulations, which he says are needed to govern. He says he does believe that taxes should not increase on anyone.
Indeed, President Obama said it himself. He said when the economy is weak, you don't want to increase taxes on anyone. And I continue to believe that that's the right thing. On January 1st, if we don't act, everybody in this room will have their taxes go up. Everyone in this room. The payroll tax will go up. Ordinary income tax rates will go up on everyone. A series of deductions that especially hit low-income people will go up. We got to fix it, and I hope that when I go back after the election, we'll be serious, Democrats and Republicans alike, and do just that.
Libertarian Thomas Jefferson, who's also running in the 4th Congressional District, says he's interested in supporting a balanced budget proposed by his party, setting term limits on congressmen, and bringing a third-party sensibility to Congress.
As the third party, I can bring something that neither of them can bring, and that is I don't have to answer to my upper echelon in the party because we don't have any.
Tabernacle's Reverend Lincoln Montgomery says events like this are important to help voters make informed decisions at the polls.
We are $16 trillion in debt. That debt is not going to evaporate with somebody's magic wand. We can make promises, but most importantly, somebody's going to tell us what we plan to do to pull ourselves up out of that hole, I think. And if somebody would talk about mutual and shared sacrifice at a proportionate level, which means that those of us who have a little bit more can give a little bit more, and everybody can contribute something. But if we come into it with the attitude that it's not them against us, but rather we're all in this together, I'd like to see that sort of a conciliatory approach tried, and we'll see what happens.
See what happens with less than a week to vote. The Greater Wichita Ministerial League, in association with the Voter Empowerment Committee, is offering free transportation to get voters to the polls now through Election Day, November 6th. More information is available at KMUW.org. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.